Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Becheiros is dedicated by Ricky and Kalman Groner. Le'ilo Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh Leib ben Yechiel Michel.
We're learning Meseches Becheiros Dav Zayin. We're going to start from the end of Dav Vavim and Beis. Tana Rabban and Rachel Sheoldim in Eis. The Gemara brings a brisa. If you have a sheep that gave birth to a goat, or a goat that gave birth to a sheep, Peturim min HaBecheiros, it's parted from the Becheiros like we learned in the previous blot. That's the din of Nidmeh. That has to be who sharu b'chayre shar, who kavis a b'chayre kavis, who eiz a b'chayre eiz. The miyesh may mix the simanim, chayevis. But if it has some things, some similarities to its mother, some of its evarim are similar to the mother, then it's chayev a b'chayre. Rav Shimon Aymano, actually reishiv rubay daimel imay. The only time you chayev a b'chayre is you need reishiv rubay. If let's say it's mostly you have a kevis that gave birth to an animal which is mostly an eiz, even if it has some features of a kevis, that doesn't help. It has to be reishe v'rubai, like a kevis, like its mother, in order for it to be chayiv and b'chayra. Now the Gemara asks, yibayilu l'achila mibayir Rabbi Shimon reishe v'rubai aloi. And this is going back to the other machlokes. The two machlokes in Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, two unrelated machlokes. One is in the din of Hilchas B'chayr. In Hilchas Bechar, the din is, if the animal, the vlad, does not look like the mother is one animal, the vlad is a different animal, there's a Peturim Bechar. There are Rabbanan hold that mixes Simanim help, and if Shimon hold, no, you need Reishe V'rubai. Now there's another Machlokes of Shimon Rabbanan that was discussed earlier. What's the din if you have a Parah that gave birth to a Gomel? The Chacham say, as long as the parents are a Parah, even if the child looks exactly like a Gomel, It's tar. That's how they learn it from the psukim. It's kosher. It's mutter to eat. And Reb Shimon says no. Reb Shimon says if the animal looks like a gomel, so therefore even if the parents are a para, it's also to eat. So the Gemara Shaila is, how similar does it have to be to a para, to its mother, when you need a coin to Reb Shimon to imata ba'achila? You see, by Bechar, Reb Shimon holds you need reishiv rubai in order to be considered that it's not nidma. What's the din, l'gabe, the din of Gomel that came from a par, which Reb Shimon also holds this aser, do you need reishiv rubai? Do you say by Bechar, it says, ach Bechar shar, chihu shar, Bechar shar, so mixes simanim doesn't help, because it has to be a shar. Ach Bechar shar, it has to be a shar. Mixes simanim is not a shar. In order to be a shar, it has to be like its mother. So Mela has to be reishiv rubai. Aval achila, Gomel udam rachman ad aser. But l'gabe achila, it's the other way. It says a gomel ben parazasi. Learn now from the pasuk an extra word gomel that a gomel ben parazasi. If it's a shtani from a gomel, if it has mixed simanim of the par, maybe it's good enough. I do malayshna that the din of bechar and the din of achila is the same, and in order to be tar, it has to be reishiv rubei daima teimai. That's quite the gemara shaylo. So the Gemara later brings Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer that they hold like Rabbi Shimon, that if it's a gomel, it's aser, but they also hold that if it's mixed with simanim, then it's mutter. But the Gemara says it's not a raya to Rabbi Shimon. In the end, the Gemara brings that Rabbi Shimon himself holds no, that even l'gabe achila, you need reishiv rubai. That's the sugya. So the Chazanish says that even the Rabbanan of Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbanan say that Rachel Sheolda Kamin Eiz, mixes simanim held to mechayev and mechayra. But the Gemara had a shail earlier, what about a parish yolda kemin chamar? And there, the Gemara said that since they were both kaddish v'bechayra, so memela mixes simanim helps. But parish yolda kemin sus, the Gemara remained with the shaila. Parish yolda kemin sus, where one's a behem a ter, one's a behem a tmeya, and one's kaddish v'bechayra and one's not, maybe there's too much of a difference between the par and the sus, even mixes simanim doesn't help. That was the Gemara Shaila earlier. So, frek the Chazanish, if you're going to say that par is sheolda kamin sus, even according to the Rabbanan, it doesn't help. So, here we're talking about a par is sheolda kamin gomel, same idea as par is sheolda kamin sus. The par is a behemoth taira and kadosh b'chayra. The gomel is a behemoth tmei and not kadosh b'chayra. So, what's the havim in a mix of simanim would help according to Reb Shimon? Mixes simanim doesn't even help according to the Rabbanan. Because the Gemara is saying when the difference between the two animals is so vast, one's tar, one's tmeya, one's Kaddish Bechayim, one's not, Mixes Samanim doesn't make a Dimyan, even according to the Rabbanan. So what's the Havimina that it should work according to Reb Shimon? And even if you're going to say that maybe Achil is different, like the Gemara reads Ice, that Gomel Huda Asar Achmana, Ha'ish Dani Shari, so then what would it have to do with Reb Shimon? The Gemara is Mashma, since Reb Shimon holds by Bechayra, Mixes Samanim doesn't help, so now we could clear about Achila. Maybe by Achila it still helps, or maybe it's the same as Bechayra. But even according to the Rabbanan, by Bechayra, in the case of Parah and Gomel, Mixes Samanim don't help. So why is the Shail only Negeya? Because Reb Shimon held that Mixes Samanim doesn't help by Bechayra. In the case of Parah and Gomel, even according to the Rabbanan, Mixes Samanim doesn't help by Bechayra. As I fact, the Chazanish, and he says, Einachanami, he says, this Gemara would have to be going only on the Tzad, that Parah Sheol the Kamin Sus also Mixes Samanim help. Like the Gemara said, Samanim Milsihi, Mixes Samanim always help according to the Rabbanan. So then the Shaila is, according to Reb Shimon, Mixes Samanim don't help. But maybe Achil is different than Bechar. Maybe Achil or Reb Shimon be masking the Mixes Samanim help. But if you're going to say that even according to the Rabbanan, Mixes Samanim only help when there's a dimion in the animals, that one's Kaddish and Bechar, they're both Kaddish and Bechar, they're both Behemoth Tyrus, but in the case of Parah Sheol the Kamin Sus, when one's a Behemoth Tyr, one's a Behemoth Tmeya, one's Kaddish Bechayr, one's not, it doesn't help. So the Gemara wouldn't have it sad that the Parah Sheol the Kamin Gomel Mixes Samanim would help. Then the Chazanish declares then, Aibazai, if you find that according to Rabbi Shun, Rabbi Eliezer, Lamaisa, the Gemara says Mixes Samanim helps, even by Parah Sheol the Kamin Gomel, then mask him to Rabbi Shimon that a Parah Sheol the Kamin Gomel, if it's entirely like a Gomel, it's also Bechila. But Lamaisa Mixes Samanim help. So according to Chazanish's reasoning, that the whole tzad that Mixes Samanim help would have to say that by Bechar, Mixes Samanim would help by Parah Sheol the Kamin Sus. So Kumdes, we have a raise from Tanoim, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, that by Parah Sheol the Kamin Sus, or Parah Sheol the Kamin Gomel, Mixes Samanim help. They say it by Achila. But Lechar Evanin should be Huudim by Bechar. The Gemara was only claiming the other way, that Achila should be less chomer than Bechar. That even according to Reb Shimon, that Mixes Samanim don't help by Bechar, it still might help by Achila. But they say it works by Achila, so Kol Shken it works by Bechar, so we should be able to be patient the Shail of Parah Sheol the Kamin Sus. And even though Reb Shimon holds the Gabi Achila you need Reishiv Rubai, that's because Reb Shimon holds you always need Reishiv Rubai. Sai by Achila, Sai by Bechar, even by Rachel Sheol the Kamin Eis and Eish Sheol the Kamin Rachel, where they're both Behemoth Tyrus. But the Rabbanan that hold the by Rachel Sheol the Kamin Eis and Eish Sheol the Kamin Rachel Mixes Samanim help. Now you have a Shaila, but maybe Parah Sheol the Kamin Sus, the difference between the two animals is so great they can't be bridged by Mixes Samanim. By Sira Blazim, Shua doesn't have that problem. They have a case of Parah Sheol the Kamin Gomel, Lagabe Achila, that Mixes Samanim help. So that should be a raya to Bechar. So Zag the Chazanish, they had a pasuk. The Gemara here was clearing in Svara that maybe this it said Gomel Vayishtani mi Gomel. But they in the Chanami, they learned it out from the pasuk. Which means Mixes Samanim. So if you have Xeris Akaf, if it works by Achila, that wouldn't necessarily tell you it works by Bechar. Ad kan, the Chazmin from the Chazanish, Kishmak Chazmin. Chazanish has another Gevaldige Svara. He says like this, the Gemara is a Shaila, if Mixes Samanim help by Parah Sheol the Kamin Gomel, according to Reb Shimon, that it's also Bechila. And the Gemara's maskan is that Mixes Samanim don't help. You need Reishiv Rubai. Hazak the Chazanish, but he hears in Svara, if you have a Parah Sheol the Kamin Gomel, and that Gomel happened to have split hooves, it wasn't Reishiv Rubai Parah, it was Reishiv Rubai Gomel. But it happened to have split hooves. The feature of the Parah of split hooves, that particular Gomel happened to have. Hazak the Chazanish, in that case, Reb Shimon be maskan that it's Mutter Ba'achila. And he says, because Rabbi Shimon's drasha really is, the Gemara calls Rabbi Shimon's drasha a kolot ben para. A kolot. Kolot means it doesn't have split hooves. Kolot is the opposite of saduk. Kolot means one hoof, not split hooves. That's the aside of Reb Shimon. The aside of Reb Shimon is because the animal was born without split hooves. So it's a gomel. But if it has split hooves, even if the other features of the animal is like gomel, that would have had to work. I mean, if you all mixes simonim would work, so Avadi is right, because the split hooves, I think, alone could be called mixes simonim. But even if you all mixes simonim doesn't work, if Shimon knows you need reishiv v'rubai, but split hooves would work. And with this, he explains a very shvera taisus. There's a taisus later in the third parak on Dafcha of Dalet, that the Gemara there is discussing legabi b'char, when do we assume that a vlad is the vlad of an animal of the mother? How do we know that it really belongs to the mother? And the Gemara talks about if you have a sheep, which there is a small piglet, a baby piglet, which is being karach after the sheep. Do we assume that this piglet came from the sheep? It was a tleh, a rachel, sheol, the kamin chazir? Well, not. We don't assume that way. That's the Gemara discusses that. Legabe b'char. So Taisus there tells us, why did it say chazir? Why didn't it say another animal? Why dafka chazir? Why didn't it say gomel? So Taisus says, because it wants to answer even according to Reb Shimon. If it would say gomel, let's say there was a little baby camel that was hanging around the rachel. So a gomel, even if we know that it came from the rachel, Reb Shimon would say it's also b'achila. So it's not negay the whole shmuz there. That's why it says chazir, not gomel, because it wants to say that even according to Reb Shimon, you could eat it. But Taisus is not a raya that we pass in like Reb Shimon. It wants to say that even according to Reb Shimon. But the point was that by chazir, Reb Shimon will be maskim that a chazir that was nailed from a rachel or a para is mutter to eat. Not only a gomel zasser. Das steht in Taisus. So frek the Marid al-Ghazi, and also the Rashash over there. Taisus seems to be naming on that when Reb Shimon said, we had the Braisa earlier in the Avavim and Beis, Gomel, Gomel, Shnei Pamim, Echad Gomel, An Eild Min HaGamla, Echad Gomel, An Eild Min HaPara, he means Dafka Gomel, but a Shofan, a Nevis, a Chazir, a Sus, if it's Eild Min HaPara, it's Mutter, according to Reb Shimon, only a Gomel Zasser. But they say it's Tamua. What's the Svar L'chalik? And he says Exeris, a Kos of only Gomel. I mean, when we ask for the milk of the Gomel, because Ha Gomel, we say it's only Gomel, we say it means all name is Timaeus. And Stam, you really have the drasha by the other behemoth Tamei source. You have the same shtei pamim. When did Taisus get that it's dafka gomel and not any other behemoth Tamei? It's a pella. And so he's met Tamei the Merit al Gazi and the Rishash on the Taisus. And the emesis, the Rosh, Eifanar, it says mamish pung fakai from Taisus. The Rosh wants to bring a rai, we don't pass in the leg of Shimon. So he says, that Gemara says, a rachel sheolda kamin chazir, we have a shayla, is it its son, is it not its son, legabi b'char, Vaish says it's mutter to eat, not like Reb Shimon. So you see clearly the Rosh holds that even by a chazir, you still have this isser if it looks like a chazir according to Reb Shimon. But what's pshat in Taisus? Zog the chazanish, Taisus was not being mechalit in gomel and all other behemoth tmeis. He's not saying he's exeris the cost of dafka by gomel. I've had this by all behemoth tmeis. But chazir has split hooves. And the side of the issur here is because the animal was born without split hooves. And a chazir has split hooves. So Mamela, since it has split hooves, that's why it's kosher according to Reb Shimon. Avad if it would be a sus or a chamar that doesn't have split hooves, avad it's asur. A shafan and a nevis which don't have split hooves, avad would be asur. But a chazir has split hooves. It's the only behemoth tamei with split hooves. But it has split hooves. So that's pshat taisus. And even the Rosh argues about chazir, because chazir is a behemoth tamei. So then the split hooves don't work. But if you have a gomel with split hooves, it will be different. Now he's not masber why. Why would a chazir with split hooves be different than a gomel with split hooves? But I would clear to say, the chazir doesn't say this, I'm just trying to explain the svara for it, because a gomel with split hooves has both simanei tara. A gomel happens to be malagera, and if it has split hooves, it has both simanei tara. So it came from a para, and it itself has both simanei tara. So that's why you would say that it's kasha even according to the Rosh. A chazir, any chanamin has split hooves, but it's not malagera. So the split hooves don't work by a chazir. But that's what the Chazish is claiming. According to Taisus, he says that's Zechab Shat and Taisus. The reason why Taisus says that a Chazir, Rav Shimon's Maida, Avada, all behemoths Tmeis, he wouldn't be Maida, Dafka Chazir, because it has split hooves. There's one Tnayin of Shimon, has to be a Kolot. That's the Drasha. Aye, the Rosh is not the way. So it could be in the Rosh, the Yisayda Dav Rish, because it doesn't have both Simani Tara. But you could still say, like the Chazanish, that if it's in, even if it's in Gansin Apara, but it has split hooves, and of course, since it's Apara, it is Malagera, so it has both Zumani Tara, so then Rav Shimon would be masking. That's like the Chazanish Achidish. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings a riot to the Shaila, if Rav Shimon's masking by mixes Simonim, from the Braisa. The Braisa says, Achazele Teichu Malagera Mefrisi Aparsa, Zeyat Eichel, Avat Eichel Abab Simon Echot. That you can't eat a gomel, but you could eat something which is baba simen echad. V'ezezeh baba simen echad, z'tameh anelud minator, v'yiburi minator. So Rashi and Taisus here learn, this is the Parshat Pshat, that a baba simen echad means something which is daima b'mixas le'imai. This is the mixas simanim. It has one feature which is daima le'imai. That means if it's anelud minator, v'yiburi minator, both parents are tar, and it itself, although it's a tame, but it's baba simen echad, has one simen meaning, it has mixes simanim, it has one feature which it looks like the aim, that's mutter to eat. And then the Brice says, a machlekes, Shabbalez and Rabbi Shua, what's the din if it's iburim min atame? Rabbi Shua says, Yachal afilu iburim min atame, tamalay mesek vasim seizin, that you need both the aviv and the imay to be a kafsa. And Shabbalez says, no, even Tame and Elul Minatar, the Iburim Minatame also is Mutter. Now the Gemara says that Rabbi Lazar and Beshua hold like Rabbi Shimon, because it's called the Tame, and still by mixes Simanim it's good. That was the first Lashon. And the second Lashon says even more. It says, what's the case of Iburim Minatame? If it's Mamish a Tame animal, you can't have a Tar animal becoming pregnant from a Tame animal. There's no such thing. Elamai, the only case is a kolot ben para. A tar animal had a deformed vlad which looked like a tummy animal. So that's called a tummy animal because they're all like Rabbi Shimon. So the Bryce is saying that if both parents are tar animals and the vlad is a tummy animal but it has a simon echad, meaning it has mixa simonim, has one feature like the mother, it doesn't mean, Taisa says, it doesn't mean a simen echad, meaning one of the simane tara, like malageir or mefrise parsa. It means there's one feature like the mother, then it's mutter. But if the father is a tummy animal, and what's the case that the father is a tummy animal? That the father came from a tar animal, but looks like a tummy animal. So then we have a machlekes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. The father's tummy and the mother's tar, what's it doing with the vlad? And the Gemara first wanted to be told the machlekes in the shayla of zev zegayr. What's the din about Zev and Zegayr? And the Gemara says, we find Fakert, the Blazer and Meshua hold the opposite about Zev and Zegayr. And the Gemara says, no, here's the Pasuk that says each one dashes a Pasuk, Rabbi Shua dashes a Pasuk that it's Asur, Rabbi Blazer dashes a Pasuk that it's Mutter. Adkan the Gemara. So first, this is the Pashup Shat in the Gemara here that when it says Bob is Simon Echad, it means Mixes Simonim Daimel Imay. But there is a Rashi in Bava Kama Dafayin Ches, and the Ravid there also, the Gemara there brings this Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, and Rashi there, and the Ravid there learns, that when it says that Bava Simen Echad, it means one Simen Tara. Knows as far as the Male Geir Mefrise Parsa, it has a Simen Tara, it's a Male Geira. So according to them, the meaning of the Brice is like this. You can't eat a Gomel, but you could eat a Bava Simen Echad, meaning that looks exactly like a Gomel, providing that both his parents are tar, which is mamish the rabbanon of Rabbi Shimon, that when both his parents are tar, even though it's tame, you're allowed to eat it, even though it only has a simen echad, meaning it's a gamal. A gamal has a simen echad. It's maligeru, but not mafris parsa. So that's why it's tame, that's why it's asa to eat. And the machlekes of Bishun or Belazer is that Rabbi Shua holds, and I think this is a tremendous chiddush abyssal shver, that you're allowed to eat it, but if it has a child from a tar, you're not allowed to eat the child. You're only allowed to eat if it has two tar parents, but it looks like a tummy, you're allowed to eat it. But now that this tummy goes and has a child from a tar, that child you're not allowed to eat. Sounds a bit shvet. That's a Rashi and the Ravid say. The Raivad there above the Kama is Meisif. When the Gemara says he holds like Rav Shimon b'chada, it means he holds like Rav Shimon that we could call it a Tameh. But it's Polagalei because Rav Shimon holds it's asit to eat it. And Rav Shimon and Rav Elazar hold it's mutter to eat it. He's just now letting it, Rav Elazar holds you're allowed to eat the child also. And Rav Shua holds you're not allowed to eat the child. But that's Polagalei b'chada. It's Tameh, but you're allowed to eat it. Taisus there above the Kama says that Agamar doesn't shtim because Agamar is bringing a Raya that mixes simanim work. And Agamar means that they shtim with Rabbi Shimon. Al-Kopanim, when you don't have mixes simanim, they're saying that it's also like Rabbi Shimon and mixes simanim work. So Behechach, you have to learn Abba Simon Echad means mixes simanim. And that's how Taka Rashi learns here. And Taka don't have a pshat, how Rashi and the Raiva would shtim with the Gemara here in Becheris. Maybe they're learning it like the Gemara in Bavakama. But the Gemara here is Muchich, that the pshat is they hold that if it's Tameh by itself, it has no mixes simanim. It's Asr, and above a Simon Echad means it has mixes simanim, and that's why it's Mutter. Now, Rabbi Yeshua, that's Matter by mixes simanim, but then he says if it's Ba Minatameh, if it's Iburim Minatameh, so then it's Asr. So the Sfasemis here declares, does he mean it's Asr even if it looks exactly like a Parah? Because since its mother was a Gamal, that alone asses it. The mother was a Gamal ben Parah, which we're going like Rav Shimon that that's Asr. Not the mother, the father. The father was a Gamal ben Parah. We're going like Rav Shimon that it's Asr. The mother was a Parah. So even if it looks exactly like a Parah, but since the father was a Gamal ben Parah, that's only makes an Isser. Or is Rav Shua going back on his case that it looks like a Gamal, but it has mixes simanim? Mixes simanim only works when the father is a Parah. And father is a Parah. But if the father is a Gamal, then mixes simanim doesn't work. But if it looks in Gansan like a Parah, then it would work even when the father is a Gamal. How they claim the Sfas Emes? The Magi on the Sfas Emes, the son-in-law, the Bendin Rav, writes correctly that Taisus in Bava Kamet Afayin Ches, the Taisus that we mentioned, he says clearly that Rabbi Shua's Isser is even if it looks in Gansan like a Parah. Because the Gemara says Rabbi Shua's Isser is Zev Zegayrim. It's not because it happens to look like a Gamal and now mixes simanim doesn't work. It's Zev Zegayrim. Since one of its parents was a Gamal, one of its parents was Asr, there's an Isser of Zev Zegayrim. So that would apply even if it looks entirely like a Parah. It's not, Rabbi Shua is not saying that the idea of mixes simanim helping only works when it has two Torah parents, but mixes simanim won't help when it has a Tameh parent. Bechlal, nothing would help when it has a Tameh parent. When one of its parents is a Gamal, it's going to be Asr, even if it looks entirely like a Parah. As I state in Taisus. Now the Medina Rav says that the Pnei Yeshua there says that the Gemara's Maskana, it wasn't because of Zev Zegarim, it was because of Xer Sakasov. So he was clearing that maybe if it's al Zev Zegarim, then Taisus is right. That wouldn't make a chilek how it looks. He's answering it because the parent was a Gayim to it. So that's why Taisus says it won't make a chilek. But maybe the Maskana Sagamara that it's also Pasuk, maybe the Pasuk is only in the case where it looks like a Gamal, it just has mixes simanim. So there, it would make a difference if the both of them are Tar, then mixes simanim work, and if the father's Tameh, mixes simanim doesn't work. Mashaykim, it looks and Gans like a para, that will be Mutter, even if the father is a Gamal. Now, Behi and Yana, of Zev Zegayim, there's a Meridik Ashtikla from Rav Chaim, which is very negaya to our sugya. We touched upon it in the previous year. Taisus here, Shtel Zechan HaShayla, here, when we're discussing if when the father's Tameh, does that make the Vlad Asr, we discuss Zev Zegayim. In other places, in Chulin, the Fayin Tesimun Beis, we discuss the idea of Choshishin Lezera Av. Do we say that the father counts? So with Choshishin Lezera Av, does what the father is make a difference? Now, Taisus explains that here, there you can't say Zev Zegayim, because Zev Zegayim is discussing when one is Asr and one is Mutter. When one is Asr and one is Mutter, so the question is, if you have two Gayim, and one Asr, one Mutter, is there a problem because you have a Gayim Isr? Or no, Zev Zegayim is Mutter, as long as one of the Gayim and my Mutter is good enough. Now, Shagin and the Gemara there in Chulin, we're not discussing one's Asr and one's Mutter. There we're discussing one's a Chai, one's a Behema. And which question is, does it have a din of a Chai, does it have a din of a Behema? So you can't use the word Zev Zegayim when you don't have that one's asur and one's mutter. But Taisus asks, if the halacha is ein cheshish in lezera av, like the Gemara there says, we don't care about the zera av, so why would it be asur? If there's a rule of ein cheshish in lezera av, why would it be asur? And Taisus binds with the kasha. Now Taisus asks a similar kasha to this in Chulin. The Gemara over there says that a beitz hastreifa, if you have a tarnagoilus, that's treifa, the eggs are mutter because it's zev zegerim. The egg's not only coming from the hen, it's also coming from the rooster, it's coming from the tarnagol, it's zev zegerim and it's mutter. So Taisus asks, why don't we talk about cheshin lezera av? Why isn't that the discussion? Why is the discussion zev zegerim? Similar question. So Reb Chaim, in Ilchos Macholos Asuris, Perek Gimel Achir Aleph, he says it's two completely different discussions. The discussion of Zev Zegerim and the discussion of Cheshin Lezera Av are two completely different discussions. It says the Gemara uses Cheshin Lezera Av discussing whether the Chalev is Asur or Mutter. Let's say you have a Tzvi Habala Tayasha. You have a deer which mates with a goat and has a Vlad. So the question is the Chalev Asur or Mutter? Well, forget a Tayash Habala Tzvi. If a goat mates with a female deer, so the question is, the Vlad, do we say ein chayshin lezera av? So therefore, it's a chay. A chay of the chaylev is mutter. Or do we say chayshin lezera av, and that would make that it's a behema, or at least has some behema in it, and then the chaylev would be aser. Similar question the other way. Lagabe kisei adam. If that's the case, if you have a tayish abal tzvia, where there a chaya, there is a din of kisei adam, and a behema not. So the question is, if the father is a chaya, do you say ein cheshin lezera av, and therefore there'll be no din kisei adam? Or do you say cheshin lezera av, and there's din kisei adam? In other words, a behemah has a chumrah, the chaylev is asher, a chayah, the chaylev is mutter. A chayah has a chumrah, needs kisei adam, a behemah doesn't need kisei adam. So the question is, if the father's a chayah, and the mother's a behemah, do you have to yimachm and have kisei adam because of the father? Or if the father's a behemah and the mother's a chayah, do you have to be machmir and asir the chaylev? And who would the matnes kuna? Matnes kuna is dafka by a behemah, not by a chayim. So the question is, do you give matnes kuna Israel the chayim the keva if the father's a chayim? Who would the legabi eisav is benai, which is only negaya to a behemah, not to a chayim. So in those cases, Zakhtar Pchayim, the question isn't what it came from. The question is what it is. Is it a chayim? Is it a behemah? So the question is, we'll call it, quote-unquote, yichus. Is this behema a min chaya or a min behema? So here we have a question. Normally, the min of the behema follows its parents. Does that mean the father as well? Is it only the mother that's keveya what min it is? Or is the father also keveya? That's the question of cheshin lezera av. Zev zegerim is discussing a different concept. That's a taste over there about shreifa. Gemara discusses Vlad Shreifa, and the Gemara they're discussing about the Beitzah Shreifa. Not a question of the min. The question is, Yetzim min HaTameh is Tameh. If a Tameh produces something, so that makes an Issa. It's an Issa of Yetzim min HaTameh, like the milk of a behemoth Tameh, the eggs of an Eif Tameh, the Tzir Veraitiv, the Tzir of a behemoth Tameh, or of a Shreifa. That's the Issa of Yetzim min HaTameh Tameh. So he says about the Taisin Chulin, which is discussing the din of Beitzah Shreifa, it's not a question of the min. There's no question of the min. It's a chicken, period. His father's a hen, his mother's a rooster, the mother's a hen, it's a chicken. Adkan. The question is it has a din of psul and isser of Yetzay? So that's the regular question of Zev Zegarim. That is the issue of Zev Zegarim, b'chol Ashas. Zev Zegarim is, you know, as you have it by Suri Hanah. If you cook something with the Suri Hanah, it becomes Asa Banah, Yeshvach Eitzim Bebas. Let's say you have two garments. You have the wood in the oven. The question is, Zev Zegerim. If you use Sa'ur, sourdough of Truma, to make bread, so the bread, since it was created by the Truma, it becomes Asa Lazarim. If you use two sourdoughs, you use two Sa'urs, one Chul and one Truma, the question is, Zev Zegerim. So the issue of Zev Zegerim is when you're discussing the Isser is not because of what it is. The Isser is because of what produced it. So now you have two things involved in its production. You have the Shailas, Zev Zegerim. Two different Shailas. So Meili wants to answer the Rambam from the Raivitz HaSaga. The Rambam says if you have a chicken which is trefa, you're not allowed to eat its eggs. But if it has a bird, if let's say its eggs hatched and grew into a bird, you're allowed to eat the bird. Zok the Rambam, because it's not a min tame. In fact, the Gemara says a different reason. The Gemara doesn't say it's not a min tame. The Gemara says even though you're not allowed to eat the egg of a trefa bird, if a bird is a trefa, has a blemish which makes it a trefa, you're not allowed to eat the eggs. But if a chicken grows from the eggs, so we say that it became afra ba'alma. The egg turned into afra ba'alma. It was gavul me'afra. It's not considered yetzei from the bird anymore. It's not considered the same egg. Why did the Rambam say a new tam of min tamei? Like the Rambam, very simple. It's like the Rambam, very simple. The Gemara is discussing whether it has a din of yetzei min atamei. Since the mother is a trefa, so the egg is yetzei min atamei. What about the bird that comes from the egg? Teretz says it loses its din yetzei because it became an afra dam was gavul me'afra. But the Rambam is discussing a different thing. Just like you have every trefa bird, its offspring is a trefa bird, not because of yetzei min atamei. It's a min tamei. So why don't we say that every trefa, the offspring, is also because it's a min trefa? Teretz says trefa is not a min. Trefa is a thing that happens to it. So since it's not a min tamei, it doesn't have the issum achmas atzmai. So when you regard the issum achmas yetzei, then you have to explain that it was. Now when it was gavul, it's afra ba'almuhu. But the Ram wasn't discussing that. The Ram was discussing why is it issum achmas atzmai? That's because it's not a min tamei. Does like Reb Chaim to explain when we use chayshin lezera av, when we're discussing whether it's a behemo or a chaya in regard to its chaylev, in regard to Eisiv Espanoi, in regard to Matanis, in regard to Kisei Adam, has nothing to do with Yetzim and Aser Aser. It has nothing to do with it. Question is, what is it? What's the min of the animal? Then that's the sugya of Chayish and Lazarav. When we're discussing that it should be Aser because of something that produced the Iser, then we have the discussion of Zevazer Geirim. So in the Gracha Lashas, the new one, on Bechayrus right here, and also the Gilyan Chazanish also writes this kasha. The Gracha Lashas, it says, if simple Zelik said, Yishtikl doesn't stick with Bechayrus Davzayin, doesn't stick with Agamar here in Bechayrus Davzayin. Because Agamar is discussing what's the din about a behemoth that's born, his mother's a Torah and his father's a Tomei, and Agamar tells us that is a Gairim. So you see, even when we're discussing what min is it a min tame or a min tar, we're still discussing the din of Zev Zegayim. So you see, clearly, Zev Zegayim has to do with the min, also has to do with the inyan of Zev Zegayim. Shtarka Taina. Now, Reb Chaim answered that Agamar is talking about a kolot ben para. So in regard to the min, it's definitely a para. Agamar so meant that the father was a kolot ben para. The father looked like a gamel, but he was a ben para, so he had a min para. So as far as the min over here in Agamar is concerned, of other to min tar. What's the issue if the father's a tame? Only because of yetzim min atame. The male, it's very good why the Gemara here had to use ever zegayim. Because here it's anyway not a min tame. Because its original min was a min tar. And that doesn't change, even though it looks like a tame. What's the problem? The father's a tummy. All the Reb Shimon that a tummy habam and a tar is tummy, not because it's a min tummy. It's not because it looks like a tummy. So why would his offspring be tummy? Only because of yetzim and aser aser. That's what they bring down in the Grach Halashas, also in the Kisri Agrizia. That's what Reb Chaim answered Reb Simcha Zeller's kash on him. Then says the Chazanish over here. He mamish says the same shtickle Torah. He learns this up in Taisus and Chulan Daf Nun Ches. Taisus is a little bit unclear what his answer is. Chazish learns that's what it means to answer. That there's two dinim. When you're discussing what it is, then the question is Chayshin Lazera Av. Because the question is, what is this animal? Is it a min tame or a min tar? Is it a min chay or a min behema? Then the question is, usually it goes bust to the mother. And the question is, does the father also play a role in what it is? Zev Zegarim is a different shmuz. Zev Zegarim is a shadow, not what the animal is, but is there a problem because it's produced by a tame yetzim and a tame tame? And that's the issue of Zev Zegarim. Mamish, the same shtickle as Reb Chaim, Seider, Reb Chaim, and Sefer, and Seider say Sofa, that Agamar could only be the issue of yetzim and a tame because the Tumer called it Ben Par. It's a gewaldig shtickle, and also Yesh Lahaysev Bezeb. That if this is true, so then Avada, if the Isser is not because of its min, but because it's Yetzim and Atame, and Zev Zegarim is Aser, So Avada Taisen Bava Kamai and Ches is right. So it makes no difference what it looks like. We're not answering because of it. We're answering because it's Yaisim and Atame. And since the father is Tame, that alone is the Issa. That's the Zev Zegarim Aser. In order to say, like the Magi of the Sfasemis is saying, that Lamaskanet, the halach is learned out from a pasuk, so then it's only in the case with where it's a gomel with mixes simanim. That's the only case where the father's a tamim be asur, when it also looks like a gomel. Just you're saying when the father's a tamim, mixes simanim doesn't work, like we discussed earlier. You're going to have to say lamaskanim when you learn out from the pasuk. It's not the pshat that the issus al tzev is a gerim al tzeitzim and asur. The pshat is that when the father is a tummy, that's called the min iser, and the vlad would have the characteristics of the father by being a min iser also. But that would only be when it also looks like a gomel, but mixes simanim wouldn't work. But this is all the shtickel of Reb Chaim. But Reb Chaim is naming on like this, and this is the point of a shtickel. That when you have, let's say, a para ben gomel, where the Gemara says, it's also the kuliyam. You have a gomel and a gemala, which gave birth to a parah. There's two reasons why it's asr. One reason why it's asr is because it's a min gomel, even though it looks like a parah. You go bust to the parents. And the second reason why it's asr is that Grada also has the issa of yetzim and atame tame. So in our case, where it's not really from a gomel, it's from a kolot ben parah, so there, outs the min, you're going to go bust to the grandmother. Since the gomel itself was a ben parah, so that means he still has a min parah. So male, the vad will have him in para. And male, the only issur is, I'll chase him in a tame tame. And that's why the Gemara throws in Zev as a gayim, because we're dealing with the issur of yetzim in a tame tame. But the Chav is das, and Sim Pei Aleph, like we mentioned before, he holds that by a vlad, there is no din of yetzim in a tame tame. And that's how he wants to explain the din of shilya. That means it's also a Gemara in our blot. On the Avzayinim at Beis, the Gemara says, Amra Avuna, Ara Ba Keneged Panav Shal Chamar Mutter, Mai Tama Pirsha Ba'almuhu. Rashi says it means a Shilya, Kein Shilya Shechamar Neilud Bay. And that's a Psak Alach and Shulchan Aruch, Simen Pei Aleph, Siv Gimel, that a Shilya of a Chamar is Mutter to eat. And the Shach says, who would in any other Behemoth Tmeya, the Shilya of the Behemoth Tmeya is Mutter to eat? So the Pri Chadash, they argue, so he brings a sugya in Chulin, which is mavur, that a shilya, which comes out of a live animal, a kosher animal, is asatit. Only when it's inside the animal, then it becomes nita with the shkita of the mother. But a shilya, which comes out of a live kosher animal, is asatit. So how could you say a shilya of a behemoth tmei is mutta to eat? The male Pri Chadash wants to learn that the whole din, if it's a shilya of a chamar, because that's a pirsha ba'alma, that's like mias, doesn't have a shame, eichel b'chlal. No one ever eat it, but male, that's why it doesn't have an issur. Mashenge shilyas of other behemoths, which aren't necessarily mias, but male, they are asur to eat. Does like the Pri Chadash. So the Chavista says, it doesn't shim with that Gemara. If the din of shilya v'chamar comes from this araba keneged panim shal chamar mutter, because pirsha ba'almahi, and the Gemara brings a raya from the araba keneged panim shal adam, and that doesn't have a din tumas mace, it's not tumma b'magu b'masa. And the Gemara's discussion of that, if the site of the heter is because it's mias, what does it have to do with tumah, legabe tumas mace? It's very, very schwer. So the Chavis Das says, you know what the heter of shilya is? Because the din of yetzim in atame tame is dafka if it's mismatze migufay. So there we have tzir, we have cholov. That's the din of yetzim in atame tame, it's mismatze migufay. Mashenkin and Dover Acher Hanoilud B'teichai, that doesn't have a din of Yetzim and Atame Tame. That's a separate entity. That's what the Gemara means, Pirsha Ba'alma. Pirsha Ba'alma means it's not something which is Mismatzi Migufai. It's something which is a Dover Acher Hanoilud B'teichai. And he brings a raya, because the Gemara earlier, on the Avavim and Beis, when the Gemara says that Atmeim tells you to tell you that Cholav is Ta'asir, the Gemara Sakasha winding the Pasuk, of Hagomel to tell you Cholav is us, you have a Tmeim, the Rabbi Sir and Vereidfam. So what need the Pasuk of Hagomel to tell you that the Cholav is us? Gemara says a Teretz, because really all Cholav should have a problem, it's Evim and Achai. And since all Cholav is Mutta, you think Cholav Tmeim is also Mutta, that's why I need a Pasuk by Cholav. Why did the Gemara ask the Kasha, why do we need a Pasuk that a Pura Ben Gomel is us? Tepik Leah, Tmeim, the Rabbi Sir and Vereidfam. Why do we ask that Kasha? And he said, and Taisus asked a kasha in Chulin, Dav Samach Dalad, that the Gemara of the Darshas from Bas Hayana, that a beitza of an oif tummy is asr. So Taisus asked a kasha, what happened to that tumei and rabbi siyim v'roifim? So Taisus mamish the same teretz. So since really beitzim of an oif tar also should be asr, it's evim and achai. And we know that beitzim of oif tar is mutter, and how do we know? Taisus says maybe because of the pasuk of Shulach Hakan, which says if you see a freichem a beitzim, so you see that you could shalach the shalach the same as a beitzim tikachloch. So maybe you could take the eggs. It sounds like the eggs are mutter. So Elamai is a special header of eggs, so maybe that would apply to Tommy. Mamish what the Gemara says by Cholav, that since all Cholav is Evim and Achai, there's a special header of Cholav, you would think it would pass by Tmeya, so who didn't you have that same Shaila by eggs? It's really all eggs should be also a special header of eggs, so maybe you need Basayana. But the Chav is that, says you don't have to come on to that. Eggs are a pshat that not Yetzim and Tommy Bechlau. You can't learn that eggs from Atmeya and the Rabbi Siyam Vereifim. Eggs are the Dovet, it's Netzim Igufa, just like Parah Abomin Agomol, where the Gemara didn't ask the Kasha, now you have a Tmeim Rav Siyim V'Reitvam, Elamai, because it's not Mismatzim Igufa, it's a Dovet Anayulib B'Teichai, merely you don't have the issue of Yetzis. So that's what he says. That's the Heter of Shilya. Shilya is not something which is Yetzim Imenu, it's something which is not Mismatzim Igufa, that's what it means, Pirisha Ba'alma. And that Heter, he's saying, would only apply to behemoth. Tmei wouldn't apply to a behemoth Torah because Evim and Achai is a different gather. Then Gamalkal Maharich. But Alkal Panim, the Chavis Das is learning that when you have a Vlad of a behemoth Tmei, there is no Din Yotzei. The whole Din is because it's a Min Tamei. And Yotzei wouldn't work because it's not Mismatzi Migufa. So Lefi the Chavis Das, you won't be able to say Reb Chaim Shtickel. Because Lefi the Chavis Das, if you're going to say that a Kolot Ben Parah could give over that issa to its son, like Rabbi Yeshua, it wouldn't be al tietzim and atame tame. It would be because the kolot ben para has a chashivas of a min tame, even though its parents were a tar, but since it is a tame, it looks like a tame, it gets a chashivas of a min tame, and the male levan also could get a chashivas of a min tame, mikayach the father. If you're going to learn that way, so then behechach, the din of zev is a gayim that the Gemara brings, is even applicable to when the Isser is not al tzietze, when the Isser is al tzemin alein. Even there you'd have the discussion as ever as a goyer. So that's Taisus Kasha here. Why don't we just say, ein chayshin lezer av? From Chaim is lehed you're learning that any time a behemoth tmei has a vlad, it could be also two things. It could be also because it's a min tamei, but it could also have the Isser of yetzim in a tamei tamei. And the Beitza also, the Beitza's Trefa, could be also two things. I mean, that's what the Rambam is saying. It's not a min tummy. He said, male only have the Issa of Yetzim and a tummy tummy. But these things could all have the Issa of Yetzim and a tummy tummy. So that's what Reb Chaim is saying, that Zev is a Goyim is only Legabi the Din of Yetzim and a tummy tummy. And Chayish Lezer Av is only Legabi the Min. And Agamara brings Zev is a Goyim because here it's not a question of the Min because it's a Kolot Ben Parah. So the Min anyway is a Min Tar. Here we're only discussing Yetzim and a tummy tummy. But the Chavis Das learns there is no din of Yetzim and a tummy tummy on a Vlad. There's no din of Yetzim and a tummy tummy on a Beya. There's no din of Yetzim and a tummy tummy on a Shilya. That's why I need an extra pasuk of Basayana to ask of the Beya, the basis of a Eif tummy. And that's why the Shilya of a Chamar is Mutter, and the Shilya of all Behemoths Tmei is a Mutter. So according to the Chavis Das, the Hechuk, you have to say that Agamar is discussing the Min, not the din of Yetzim and a tummy tummy. And Zev Zegarim could affect the din of the min. And that's what the Chayyavat Taisus is naming on, that he puts together Zev Zegarim to Chayshin Zerav, Yasser Kasha, why did Gemara bring the din of Ein Chayshin Zerav? Granted, about the Chavis Das is Kasha, that why didn't the Gemara say on the Drasha of Parah Ben Gamal is Aser, why do you need a special Drasha that Parah Ben Gamal is Aser, typically of Tmeim, the Rabbi Siyim V'Reitvim? You could answer, Enechinami, Avad would have the Isser of a Tmeil Rav Siyam V'Reitvam. But the reason the Joshua Parah Ben Gamal is telling you it's Asim Achmas Atzmin, after you get Malkus on it. That's Reb Chaim starts off the Shtickle. Then he says that a Parah Ben Gamal is not only Asa Al Tzeisim and a Tamei Tamei, because the Rambam's Mavur, it blimes a Behemoth Tmeia. And the Afkimina is the Cholav, and the Tzir, and the Meir Aglayim, and all these things, the Rambam says in Parah Gimli, you don't get Malkus on it. It's like a Chatz Yishir. And a Parah Ben Gamal, you get Malkus on it. The Blimus Mamish a Gamal. So that's why when it came to Cholov, where the Gemara understood that that's not the Isser, it's just the din of Yetzim min Asser, so Gemara says, you already have a Pasuk Yetzim min Asser, to Rehem Larbis Yim V'Reitvam. So the Gemara had to say the Chilik, the Cholov would be different, because since it's a Chiddush, even Cholov of Tair is a Chiddush, and you would think Cholov of Tamea, there wouldn't be Isser of Cholov. But on Gomel, on Parah ben Gomel, we're there. That's the Gemara is saying, the Drash is, that's the good for Isser. You don't have a Kasha Yetzim that Tamea Larbis Yim V'Reitvam. That would only be an Issa of Chatzis Shia. The Gemara wanted to say it's the good for Issa, and Afkimina Lagabe Malkus. That's what you could say according to Reb Chaim to answer the Chavis Lassus Kash. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara goes on the Mishnah Shayetzim and Atame Tame, and the Gemara has a Shaila. The answer of Sheshes is Tula Shainis. The first one, the answer of Sheshes, what's the din of Meiraglayim Shal Chamar? And why they ask specifically Meiraglayim Shal Chamar? Because Susim and Gemalim Amutur. Because since they're not a chiri, so Mamela, it's not called produced by the sus and the gomel. The meiraglayim are not called produced by the sus and the gomel because it's not a chiri. It's my oil, my enofik. The chamar is a chiri, so it's like chalav. It's like it's produced by the chamar. So do we say, is it coming from the guf? Is it being produced by the chamar? Well, no, my oil, my enofik. So Sheish said, no, you can learn from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Sheyetzim in a tam, and tam, yetzim in a tar, tar. And Mimela, he also takes him in a tummy, and Mimela, it's Asur. And the second Lashon says that the Susim and Gamal, they didn't have a Shaila because people don't drink it. Mimela, they didn't have a Shaila. But a Chamar, people do drink because it's good for medicinal purposes, and Mimela, that's why the Shaila is by Chamar, and if Sheish has brought the same Rai of Yetzim and a tummy tummy. So the Gemara is Mashmat, the first Lashon held that you need Achiri. If it wasn't Achiri, it's not called Mamatsa Miguvai. It's Maya Oil Maya Nofik, and Mimela, it's Mutter because of that. That's why Susum and Gamal are Mutter. But the second Lashon holds you don't need a Chiri. The Asa Lane that it went into the body of the Behemoth Tmei and came out, that's called Yetzim and Atame. That would be Asir. The reason why we didn't clear Susum and Gamal is because people don't drink it. Now, from the Rosh and the Tur, it's Mavur, that according to the second Lashon, the Meirik Lime of Susum and Gamal are also Asir. It's just the reason why I said chamar is because no one would drink susim gemalim. So why ask a shayla, which no one would do? You ask chamar because people do drink it because of its malali arkaina. So an afkamina lalacha between the first lashon and second lashon is the meirig laim of susim and gemalim aser. According to the first lashon and smutter, you say maya ol maya nafak. Only chamar is aser because it's achiri. It's daimel chalav. And according to the second lashon, even susim gemalim are aser. As I state in the Torah, the beginning of Simon Pei Aleph. The Meisher Rabbeinu Gershom on the side, he says that according to the second Lashon, even according to the second Lashon, Susan Gamalam on Mutter, because people don't drink it, that makes it Mutter. It's like Hashivi Mibi, he says. And as Eibam is stated in the Mordechai in Shabbos, in Perek Shemay Nishratzim, that the Mordechai is discussing what's the din of Meir Aglayim of Adam. Is that Mutter to drink? If you need it L'Rafua, or B'dievin, Meir Aglayim got into the Meichel, does it answer it? So he says it's mutter. He brings a few rais. One is the Gemara that has a shayla about on Shabbos is a mutter. So vices and chol it's mutter. And also by Adam, even the cholav and the dam is mutter. You don't have a din of yetzim in Adam. So why would Meir Glayim be worse than cholav and dam? But then he says a third time that even susim and gemal ma mutter because l'shasu inchi. So the blight perishu ba'alma. So Meir Glayim of Adam is also that way. So you see, he learns up the Gemara that even in the second Lashon, Susim and Gamal are Mutter. And the Brisker Rav declared, why is it Mutter? Because just because people don't drink it, is it because it's Ein Eroi L'Achila, it's not an Eichel? It's dumb, like anything which is Ein Eroi L'Achila, it's a Shalav, it could be considered Mutter B'chai Gavna. You're not, it's not Isra De'Raisa. But the Rav wants to say is Svarim, that since the din could only be out Yetzim and Atame, it's not Tame itself, it's Yetzim and Atame. Yetzim and Atamid Alacha was said is on Eichel. That's the Rambam's Lashon. Eichel that comes out from a Behemoth Tmeah is Asir. So the Meir Glayim of the Chamar have a shame Eichel. So Meir can be also as Yetzim and Atamid. Mashenkin the Meir Glayim of a Susim and Gemalim don't have a shame Eichel. They can't, they don't Bechlal have a Chalasis of Yetzim and Atamid. That din was only said by Eichel. That's the Nebiskarov. Now, on the second Lashon, which the Gemara doesn't need Achiri, the Gemara asks a Kasha from Dvash, that it says by Dvash that it's Mutter. because the machnis meisim legufan ve mematzin meisim legufan. They take into the guf and it doesn't come from the guf. So how could you say that Meir Glayim is aser if Dvash is mutter? Dvash also, the bees take from the flowers, they put it in the guf, and then it's from the flowers, even though it goes through the process of the guf. So the Gemara says that he holds like Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says that Dvash is a special heter, zela techem kol sheret soiv zat oichel, but you're allowed to eat the Dvash. And he's only matter, Dvash dvoyim, but Dvash gozin and sirin, he holds his aser. And the Gemara says, the Braisa says, it's really a Mishnah machshirim, that Dvash a gozin and sirin is tar, umutu ba'achila, and that's not like Rabbi Yaakov. So Kondens is a machlekes tanon. In other words, according to Rabbi Yaakov, you don't need achiri, you don't need mematzis megufan, as long as it was processed by the guf, even if it's not mematzis megufan, it's aser, and Dvash is a special heter, and that doesn't apply to gozin v'tzirin. And according to him, the Meir Glayim also would be aser, even though it's maya ol maya nothik, even if it's not achiri. But das aleinu was processed by the guf, it's called the Eitzu Menatame. Vashenkin, according to the Mishnah, that Dvash gozin v'tzirin is mutter, and the pshat is they hold that you need achiri in order to aser, it has to be daim l'chalav. So mel will be mutter, Dvash gozin v'tzirin, also the Cherubim Mutter, the Meir Glayim also. So in this Machlokes Tanon, is a Machlokes Rishonim who we paskin like. Rabbeinu Tam paskins that Dvash Gozin V'Tzirin is Mutter. He says, because that's Shein the Mishnah. We paskin like the Mishnah. Rabbi Yaakov is a Das Yochid. The Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. It's a Rabbin. We paskin like the Mishnah. But the Rosh asked the Kasha, but Rav Sheshes, who said that Meir Glayim Shel Chamor is Aser. See, Al-Karchuk, the Gemara says, he holds like a Yaakov. So we always paskin from Amayu paskin. So we don't paskin like the Mishnah. Amayu paskin, Sheshes paskin, that it's Aser. And Dvash should be a special heter. So Melai Bezai, Dvash Gozim Vitzirin should be Aser. But he says, if you go like the Lishna Kama, then it could stim. Because the Lishna Kama was saying that only Meir Glayim of Chamor is Aser because it's Achiri. So Meli, you could say that Dvash doesn't have a din of achiri. Dvash is not called mematzim gufa. So Meli, that's why Dvash goes in vitzirin be mutter. But he says, Rebbeinu Tam always says, Alacha kalishna basra. The fee of the lishna basra of Sheshes is asking even that achiri. So if Sheshes comes, he's passing like a Yaakov. So why do we have to pass like a Yaakov that goes in vitzirin is aser? Does state in the Rosh. But the Rosh and the Ramban hold its aser. Rebbeinu Tam, and also the Rambam, holds its mutter. But the Rambam holds even a bigger chiddush. The Rambam holds that Meir Glayim Shel Chamor is mutter. So the Magen Mishnah is very bothered. Rav Sheshes said it's aser. How could the Rambam hold that it's mutter? But the Gaon says, Fakert. He says a Fakert Techeshim from the Rosh. The Rambam always goes with the Lishna Basra. Like the Lishna Kama, you could say Meir Glayim is aser kuz zachiri, and still hold like the Mishnah that goes in Vitzirin, it's mutter because Dvash is not a chiri. Dvash is like Meir Glayim of Sussim and Gmalim, which is mutter. But since the Rama passes like the Lishna Basra, so Kuvdes, if you're going to say that Meir Glayim Shel Chamor is aser, you're going to have to say that Dvash goes in Mitzirin is aser, but the Mishnah Machshirim says not that way. So since we have to pass like the Mishnah, Dvash goes in Mitzirin is mutter, so Ibazai Fakert, so that in them state that Meir Glayim Shel Chamor is also mutter, and that's a psak of the Rambam. So the Rosh holds that Meir Glayim Shel Chamor is aser. And he holds the Lishna Basra, and he holds the Sussim and Gemalim are also Aser, which is we didn't ask the Shiloh because they show Suinchi, and Dvash Gozin Vitzirin is also Aser, because you don't need Achiri, you don't need Basmatzim and Gufan. There's out there on Ban. There is a sheet there of Benegeshim on the side, the Mordechai and Shabbos, that holds the Sussim and Gemalim is Mutter, even according to the Lishna Achreina, because they show Suinchi is a Heter. Rabbi Natam holds that Dvash Gozin Vitzirin is Mutter. And I'm not sure what he holds about Meir Glayim Shel Chamor. Maybe he holds the Lishna Kama that it would stim. But the Rambam holds that Meir Glayim Shel Chamor is also mutter, because since we pass like the Lishna Basra, that Meir Glayim Shel Chamor is the same din as Dvash, and we don't pass like Rabbi Yaakov, so Mela, Gozin Vitzirin mutter, and Meir Glayim Shel Chamor is mutter. That's the sugya.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.